What if you could predict stock market crashes months before they happen? In the spring of 2000, as most investors rode the dot-com bubble to dizzying heights, William J. O'Neill's disciplined system was flashing warning signs. Within months, the NASDAQ would collapse 78%, wiping out trillions in wealth. Yet O'Neill's clients largely escaped the carnage. This wasn't luck. It was the result of a methodical approach that had protected investors through every major market downturn since the 1960s. The CanSlim investment strategy has achieved cult-like status among serious market participants for good reason. O'Neill's methods produced a 1,356% net return during a five-year period when the S&P 500 fell 8.3%. What makes this approach so powerful isn't just its historical performance, but its accessibility to everyday investors willing to learn its principles. At its core, O'Neill's philosophy treats stock charts like medical x-rays, revealing what's happening beneath the market's surface. While most investors rely on opinions and news, charts display the actual behavior of professional investors who control 75% of market activity. This visual representation of market psychology provides an unbiased view of supply and demand dynamics that shape price movements. Stock charts function like the market's EKG, revealing critical patterns most investors miss. Just as cardiologists detect heart problems before symptoms appear, chart patterns expose promising formations and warning signs early. When a stock forms a proper base pattern and breaks out on heavy volume, it indicates professional investors accumulating shares. A stock trading sideways for weeks might suddenly surge on volume 40-50% above average, signaling institutional buying. Conversely, distribution patterns with heavy selling show smart money exiting, often months before negative news becomes public. Chart reading works across all time periods because it captures fundamental human nature. Whether examining the 1636 tulip mania, the 1929 crash, or the 2000 tech bubble, patterns of human behavior remain consistent. During the 2008 financial crisis, charts showed financial stocks breaking down months before the worst news hit. Similarly, the 2020 pandemic recovery saw chart patterns identify emerging leaders in technology and healthcare before their fundamental strength became widely recognized, providing an edge beyond temporary market conditions. Investing against the market trend is like swimming against a powerful current. When major indices decline, 3 out of 4 stocks follow regardless of quality. Knowledge that could have saved countless investors from bear market losses. Most investors fail by relying on opinions instead of observation. Many mistakenly use economic indicators to predict market movement, not realizing the market actually leads the economy by 6 to 9 months. Track both price and volume action in major indices daily. In healthy uptrends, prices and volume rise together, showing accumulation. The first warning sign is distribution, when an index closes down on higher volume than the previous day. Multiple distribution days within a few weeks signals a likely downturn. For identifying market bottoms, watch for a follow-through day between days 4 and 7 of an attempted rally when volume increases with a significant price gain. This system has proven about 80% accurate in identifying major market turns. O'Neill's 3-to-1 profit and loss formula protects your portfolio. Sell stocks when they're down 7-8% from purchase price and take profits at 20-25% gains. This ratio means you can be right on just 30% of purchases and still break even or profit. This approach shields against devastating losses. During the 2000-2002 bear market, even safe blue chips suffered massive declines. AT&T fell 83%, Lucent Technologies 98%, and General Electric lost over 80% between 2000-2009. The 7-8% sell rule prevents psychological damage from large losses. A 50% decline requires 100% gain to break even, while a 75% loss demands a nearly impossible 300% gain for recovery. The challenge is overcoming emotional attachment to stocks. Investors rationalize holding losers with excuses like, "It's just the market," or "I'm a long-term investor." Successful investing requires treating each position as a business decision, not an emotional commitment. What do Amazon, Netflix, and Tesla have in common? Before becoming household names, they all displayed specific DNA markers of potential market leaders. O'Neill identified these characteristics by studying hundreds of market winners over decades. The foundation begins with earnings growth, the fuel driving stock prices higher. Leading stocks typically show quarterly earnings up at least 25% in the latest quarter, with acceleration in recent periods. Sales should also be up 25% or more, confirming genuine growth rather than accounting tactics. Profitability is crucial, with top performers showing pre-tax margins of 18% and ROEs of 25 to 40%. Industry group strength matters significantly, as 60% of a stock's movement comes from its sector. The stock's industry group should rank in the top 10-20. Timing your purchase requires understanding chart patterns. The cup with handle, resembling a coffee cup viewed sideways, the double bottom, W shape, and the flat base, sideways pattern with 10 to 15% correction. For successful breakouts, trading volume should increase at least 50% above daily average, with the best winners showing volume increases of 100 to 300%. While investment literature obsesses over buying, selling properly is equally vital. O'Neill outlines technical indicators to time exits before profits evaporate. Market leaders typically end their runs with climax tops. Stocks that have risen steadily suddenly accelerate unsustainably. Exhaustion gaps occur when stocks open significantly higher without intermediate price points. P/E ratio expansion beyond 100% of initial levels usually signals trouble. Channel lines, upward trending straight lines connecting three major lows and highs, can indicate market tops. Warning signs include excessive stock splits, 3-for-1 or greater, CEOs on magazine covers, lavish new headquarters, and acquisition binges. O'Neill's key advice: exit your entire position when selling. Partial selling often traps investors into waiting for a rally while the stock continues dropping. Have you wondered why some investors consistently succeed while others struggle? The difference often comes down to mindset. Managing a stock portfolio resembles gardening. You must remove underperforming stocks before they overrun your winners. Experience shows only 1 to 2 out of every 10 stocks become outstanding performers. Potential winners typically surge 20% or more within weeks after breaking out. These stocks should be exceptions to your normal 20-25% profit-taking rule. Wide diversification merely hedges against ignorance. Instead, limit your portfolio to a manageable number of stocks. With just 4 stocks during a decline, selling 1 or 2 quickly puts you 50% in cash for protection. With 50 stocks, selling a few offers minimal safety. The best investment minds aren't necessarily in New York with armies of analysts. Honesty, ethics, and humility matter more than ego or IQ. Always analyze and admit your market mistakes. That's how we learn. America's growth story unfolds through companies creating outstanding new products and services in each economic cycle, with most leaders from one cycle not leading the next. By combining systematic analysis with market wisdom, you can identify these leaders early and achieve financial goals through any market condition.